Plagueis lifted his head, as if in revelation.
I see. And what can I expect in exchange?
To start with, a better percentage of the profits from the races and other enterprises.
Plagueis frowned in disappointment.
You must know that I've no need of credits, Jobber. And you wouldn't have come this far, as you say, unless you had learned a few things that might sway me over to your side.
Jobber wriggled, restraining his anger.
In return for your help, I will weaken Black Sun's influence with the Trade Federation Directorate.
I need no assistance.
Plagueis leaned forward in the armchair.
What do you know that I may not know?
Jabba inflated his body, then allowed the air to escape him in a protracted, mirthless laugh.
I know something you may not yet know about the Bandogora.
Plagueis raised himself somewhat in the chair. Hideously masked Bandogora assassins had become a growing concern in the Outer Rim, posing a problem to the leadership of some of the cartels Plagueis backed.
Now you have my interest, Jabba.
The cult as a new leader.
Jabba went on, happy to have the high ground.
A human female. She has entered into a plan with Gardula. A Malastare Dug named Sibolto. And a Republic Senator to distribute contaminated death sticks as a means of supplying the Bandogora with brain-dead recruits.
Plagueis stretched out with a force to peer into the hut. Jabba wasn't lying.
This human female.
I've heard rumors.
Again, Jabba was telling the truth.
Rumors will suffice for now.
The hut rubbed his meaty hands together.
Her name is Komare Voza, and word has it that she is a former Jedi.
Plagueis knew the name only too well. Some 10 years earlier, Komare Voza had been a Padawan of Master Dooku.